The teenager, who shot and killed 4 classmates at Michigan's Oxford High School last year and wounded 7 other people, now faces the possibility of spending his life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty on Monday to charges including murder and terrorism. Quinn Kleinfelter from member station WDET in Detroit is following the case and joins us now. Hi, Quinn.
Hello.
So, Quinn, what was the scene like at Crumbly's plea hearing?
Crumbly was very stoic and terse. He kept his head down in the courtroom. Remember, he's 16 years old.
Right.
Some families of his victims were there. The only thing he really said was the word yes as a prosecutor read the 24 charges against him. His lawyers claim Crumbly is taking accountability for his actions. He pleaded guilty. It was not part of any plea deal, though. He and his attorneys decided to plead guilty entirely on their own.
Okay, so Crumbly did offer some new information, right, that could strengthen a case against his parents who were also charged in connection with what their son did?
Yeah, let me remind you what they were charged with. Prosecutors charged the parents, Jennifer and James Crumbly, with involuntary manslaughter. They accused the couple of ignoring numerous warning signs that their son was troubled and could become violent. And the prosecution alleges the Crumblys scoffed at their son's request to receive some kind of counseling. They refused to remove him from school the day of the shooting. And their attorneys have since argued that the murder weapon, which was bought only days before the deadly rampage, was kept secure and locked away from their son. But during his plea hearing, prosecutors questioned Crumbly about that and allegations that his father had purchased the handgun as a present for his son.
Is it true that you asked him to buy the firearm?
Yes.
Is it true that you gave him your own money to buy the firearm?
Yes.
Is it true that on November the 30th, 2021, that 9mm handgun that you used in Oxford High School was not kept in a safe or locked container?
Yes, it was not locked.
Now, this is a different story than we heard before from the defense attorneys. Not only did Ethan Crumbly say his father did not prevent him from getting a hold of the gun, he says he actually gave his father the money to buy it for him. That's the first time we've heard that allegation. The parents will have their own trial. It's scheduled for next year.
So we've been talking about Crumbly, but how are the families of Oxford High School students responding now that the shooter has pleaded guilty?
Well, some say it's a relief. They won't have to relive the incident during a trial. Others say they fear that without a criminal trial, they'll never know all the facts. There are questions about why the school officials left Crumbly in class the day of the shooting. Some teachers were allegedly worried about his state of mind. There's some possibility of a future civil trial. Several family members have filed civil lawsuits against the Crumblys and school officials. During the plea hearing, a mother broke down in the courtroom as her child's name was read. They were one of the victims of the shooting. Some of the parents spoke to the media. Megan Gregory said that her son escaped death by running from a bathroom after Crumbly had just gunned down another student there. She says her son was too traumatized to be in the same room with Crumbly again at the plea hearing. Gregory went on to say that she believes the stories that Crumbly had a rough home life and hopes that he receives some kind of treatment as long as he's never allowed to set foot outside of a prison again.
For instance, medication or mental health, when he didn't have that at home. So I hope that someday he does feel that remorse. I still saw evil.
The families of the victims will have a chance to address Crumbly personally when he's sentenced next year.
Quinn Kleinfelter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.